Chapter 2. Grandfather's House. In 1921, my father fell off his horse in Central Park in New York, and he died. I was a baby, and I do not remember him. My mother did not have much money. After 5 difficult years in New York, we had to leave. We travelled across the sea on the Pelican to my grandparents' house in England. They were my father's mother and father. My mother and I did not know them, and they did not know us. They were cold, grey people, and their house was cold and grey too. For many hours, on many days, I was with a cold grey nanny in a cold grey room in my grandparents' house. Mother was often not well. For weeks she stayed in her bedroom and I could not see her. The doctor came and I asked him about her. He always said, "Not strong." Mother did not speak a lot, and she was sad because of my father. I was sad too. Not for my father, because I did not remember him. I was sad because Mother was sad. Miss Duval was my nanny and my teacher. She was never kind to me. Sometimes small things made her angry, my hair or my dirty hands. Then she took my hand and she hit it hard. I was very frightened of her. Miss Duval did not like Benjamin's beautiful picture. "It's a child's painting," she said. I was sad because I could not put it on the wall. I had to put the painting under the floor, and I could not see it every day. Sometimes Miss Duval was not there, and I looked at the painting. I remembered Puffin Island and the lighthouse and Benjamin Postlethwaite. Grandfather was often angry with me.
"You must never run in the house or talk at meals," he told me. "And you must use the back door, not the front door. And you must have a cold bath every morning. Cold baths are good for you."
I was very frightened of Grandfather, but Grandmother was not as bad as him. She sat by the window all day and did not speak. She tried to make Grandfather happy. She did not think about me much, but she and Grandfather were not nice about Mother. They talked about that French woman. They spoke quietly, but I could hear them. They were angry with Mother because my father was dead. They did not have any other sons. Mother and I hated that cold grey house. But we could not leave because we had no money. Sometimes Mother came to my room at night. She sat on my bed and she read to me. We talked for many hours about Father and New York and the Pelican on the rocks. We talked about that dark, stormy night and Benjamin Postlethwaite and his lighthouse and his pictures. I took my beautiful painting from under the floor, and Mother and I looked at it together. We remembered the ship, the sea, and the sky on Puffin Island. We remembered Benjamin Postlethwaite's fire in his lighthouse. One night, Mother had a good idea.
Write a letter to Benjamin Postlethwaite and say thank you for the beautiful painting, she said. Thank you for your beautiful painting, I wrote. Thank you for helping Mother and me and the other people on the Pelican. I want to visit Puffin Island again one day and see you and your lighthouse.
Mother helped me to put my letter in the letterbox near the cold grey house. I waited for many months for a letter from Benjamin Postlethwaite, but he never wrote to me. Then, one day, I had some happy news and also some sad news. Miss Duval was very angry with me.
I'm leaving because Alan is a difficult child, she said.
I was very surprised and I smiled. Miss Duval left. Then Grandfather wanted to speak to me. He was not happy because now I had no teacher. Mother and Grandmother were in the room with him, and Mother looked very sad. I had to go to boarding school.
You are 8 years old, and you need to learn many things, Grandfather said. Boarding school will be good for you.
This was bad news. I was very, very sad. I did not want to leave Mother.
Please, can I stay here? I asked her.
But she cried and ran out of the room.